Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I was monitoring Fox on Sunday after the B-2s flew to Iran and back, and I heard Congressman Mark Alford, who's been a guest on the show before. He's from the Kansas City side of the state. He represents the district that Whiteman Air Force Base is in, and he's with us this afternoon. Congressman, how are you? What a mission over the weekend. I think you even went out there yesterday to Whiteman, didn't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Mark. Thanks for having me on once again. Love your show. Look, we are so proud of the men and women. The 509th, the 131st, all the great pilots, the maintainers, air traffic controllers out at Whiteman Air Force Base who successfully completed the mission that Donald J. Trump authorized to take out the nuclear capabilities of Iran. And you may have heard just within the hour, Iran has now committed to never making nuclear weapons, to getting rid of its stockpiles of the highly enriched uranium. This is what winning looks like.
Yeah, so that's a good update, because one of the things I was going to ask, because I've heard these predictions that this only sets them back like a couple of years. And over in the other chamber in the Senate, here's what Lindsey Graham said today.
I will not be optimistic until I hear the Iranian regime say publicly, we recognize Israel's right to exist as a nation and the Jewish people's right to live in peace with the rest of the region. When they say that, I will have a sense of optimism I don't have today.
And he also went on to say, look, he's not sure about if the if what happened on Saturday really did destroy the nuclear capability. So you're saying now that some of the diplomacy is actually coming to the forefront and working in the aftermath of this attack?
Look, Mark, clearly it's working. I understand where Lindsey's coming from. I've been around the block as well. We've been dealing with this for 43 years. The Islamic terrorists from Iran, the Ayatollah, the Iranian hostage crisis, the continuing bombing of Israel, taking embassies hostage, killing Americans, blowing up embassies. We get it, but this is a first step to bring the Ayatollah to his knees. And he now has a choice. This is a time for choosing for the Ayatollah. He has a choice between peace and chaos, for prosperity or poverty, and for isolationism between their country and the rest of the Arab world, or to be welcomed into an area that wants to do trade, that wants to have normalcy with Iran. I think he's coming to realize that President Trump means business. This is not the administration that Biden left behind, where there was inaction, red lines drawn, and nothing was ever done. President Trump means business. He has brought that attention to the Ayatollah. I think what Lindsey Graham is saying is that really until the Ayatollah is gone and there's really a regime that's not an autocracy, we're not going to see true change. And that may be coming. That's going to depend upon the Iranian people. But for now, I think this is a huge win for President Trump, a huge win for the American people, a huge win for Israel, a huge win for Whiteman Air Force Base. And everyone listening right now should be grateful that we have a commander-in-chief behind that resolute desk who's a resolute leader.
He certainly does what he says, and there was a timeline here that he stuck to, but then obviously you're aware that this morning he was not too happy with either side.
We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the they're doing. Do you understand that?
He's always rather candid, isn't he, Congressman? and I get it. I get the frustration there. So I guess part of the question is, you know, did Israel step over the line in the aftermath of this announced ceasefire? And then the other thing is, I just heard at the top of the hour, Peter Doocy at Fox reporting that it was really clear that the president told Bibi Netanyahu that this was it, you know, unless we're attacked, but we're not going in and doing anything more, at least now. Is that your understanding as well?
That's my understanding as well. Look, Iran had to save a little face. They sent some rockets or missiles into Qatar, but warned Qatar and the United States that those were coming. Those were shot down into the waters there off the coast. And what President Trump was able to do before he left for the Netherlands, he was able to convince Bibi Netanyahu, hey, do not retaliate. Wave off your planes. That's exactly what they did. You know, and I understand President Trump's frustration. Look, he has been working hard. He is a peacemaker. He wants peace in the Middle East. He wants peace between Ukraine and Russia. Yes, President Trump dropped the F-bomb today, but we dropped 14 bombs over the weekend that have made a definitive difference and will set us apart. We'll set this administration apart as a peacemaker like we've never seen before.
Now, were you actually able to meet with some of the pilots that conducted this mission when you went to Whiteman yesterday?
No, they were still resting up. I got there pretty early, and I did meet with the new commander. Get this, this new commanding officer, Colonel Whitla, just came from Ellsworth Air Force Base in the Dakotas and transferred over to Whiteman. And so he only had 2 days on the job when this mission was taking place. The previous commanding officer, who I'm friends with, Colonel Butler, they had been working on this for 10 years. This is not something that just happens overnight. The planning, the execution, the refueling missions, to get seven B-2 bombers up in the air, fully loaded with 15 tons of armaments and bombs, they couldn't even fill up the planes with fuel. They had to partially fill them because of the weight, get them up into the air, then start refueling as they hopscotch their way over to Iran. And it's just a remarkable thing. And when they came home, they all came home the other night, evening, and all seven of them in a formation circled Whiteman Air Force Base and then landed one by one as the men and women who work on that base cheered them on. Just a great moment of pride for Missouri, Whiteman Air Force Base in the 4th Congressional District.
You know, I shared some information from an F-16 pilot because I had questions yesterday, just basic ones like, what do you do when you're on a flight that long when you have to maybe go to the bathroom? And he explained some of the particulars. But one of the things that stuck out is he said that sometimes these guys have to spend 24 hours even in the simulator, if not more, just to prepare for missions like this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They are definitely trained for this. I've been up inside the B-2 stealth bomber. It is very cramped quarters. There is a chemical toilet in there. There's a little cot to lay down on, but they rarely even lie down because they're so attuned to the focus and mission at hand. One of the funny stories of what I was up there a couple of years ago, that when I first got into office, I wanted to go inside the B-2. It's a very classified top secret setting, but I noticed a little, you know, this is a $2.1 billion aircraft, okay? Built in the late 80s. They first got to Whiteman Air Force Base in 1993. We were going to build 132. We ended up only building 21, but I get inside this $2.1 billion aircraft, and there's a $2 Christmas tree air freshener in there like you would get at the car wash. I said, what in the world is this doing here? They said, well, sir, it gets a little stinky when you drive when you're in the air for 36 hours with two people. I totally get that. And the good news, Mark, we are building something even better.
Yeah.
The B-21 Raider.
That's right.
That's being built in Palmdale, California right now. We're going to build a minimum of 100 of those, and it's going to be it's even more stealthy than the stealth bomber is now. I know that's probably not the technical term, but advanced capabilities that this one will have. And it's going to be a great deterrent against communist China, against Xi Jinping, against Vladimir Putin, and any other adversary that wants to doubt the United States of America. We have shown them, President Trump has shown them, what peace through strength looks like.
Congressman Mark Hallford, thank you. I know how busy you are. I appreciate you coming on here this afternoon with your update.
Thank you. God bless. Take care.
Now, if I would have had a little bit more time, we were pressed on time, but I do want to get to this because it's Telephone Tuesday, Sue. I don't know if you know it's Telephone Tuesday.
I'm
but
aware.
It's Tuesday. That means Telephone Tuesday. But Marjorie Taylor Greene went out there pretty hardcore against this strike and called it a bait and switch. And that's one of the questions we'll ask and pose to you, the listeners, a little later this afternoon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.